Do you have that in front of you?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Let the record record that the witness has refused to answer whether there's a folder in front of him based on his Fifth Amendment right. Have you refused this pardon, or do you have any reason to believe this full and unconditional pardon, this grant of immunity, would somehow require you to plead the Fifth Amendment?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Do you still refuse to answer the questions?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Were you ever made aware of gain-of-function research on monkeypox being conducted at the National Biodefense Analysis and Countermeasure Center and back at Fort Detrick?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Dr. Fauci, did the CIA ever transfer funds to NIH under an interagency agreement?
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
That was an exchange between Senator Rand Paul and Dr. Anthony Fauci from this past week. As Senator Paul tried to prosecute, persecute, you tossed the coin, Dr. Fauci. How laughable is that? An eye doctor telling a renowned expert on viruses and diseases that he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's lying about it. I mean, good God, the Fauci diary, which you can actually check out yourself, it's on our downloads page. You don't have to read all 1,100 pages. You can do a keyword search to get the points that you think are important. But how much more does Fauci have to put out there? 1,100 pages. And what's with the Republicans always looking backwards? Back at the election, back at COVID. Is this the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Are we doing the time warp now? And it's not just Fauci's work on the COVID virus that's pioneering. He was a driving force in the early days of research and finding solutions regarding the HIV virus. But when you consider that MAGA is rife with homophobes, that's probably just another mark against Fauci as far as they're concerned. Now, I'm never against finding the truth and calling out liars when they do exist. So with that being said, I think there's someone else who needs to be sitting in front of a Senate committee and providing answers.
The words about a pandemic at this point?
No, we're not at all, and we have it totally under control. It's one person.
We think we have it very well under control.
Like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away.
When it gets warm, historically, that has been able to kill the virus. That's around the corner, so that will be a great thing.
The numbers are going to get progressively better as we go along.
And if you go back 6 months or 3 months ago, nobody would have ever predicted.
When you have 15 people, and the 15 within a couple of days is going to be down to close to zero. That's a pretty good job we've done.
No, I don't think it's inevitable. I don't think it's inevitable.
They say, oh, he should do more. No, there's nothing more you can do.
We haven't seen an increase, and people are getting better. Almost everybody that we see is getting better. And it could be everybody, too.
The Democrats are politicizing the coronavirus. They can't even count their votes in Iowa. They tried the impeachment hoax, and this is their new hoax. But, you know, we did something that's been pretty amazing. We're 15 people in this massive country. The press is in hysteria mode. CNN, fake news, and their camera just went off.
Unfortunately, one person passed away overnight. Since the early stages of the foreign outbreak, my administration has taken the most aggressive action in modern history. That really turned out to be a lifesaver, in a sense, big lifesaver.
Some people will have this at a very light level and won't even go to a doctor or a hospital. They'll get better.
Anybody that needs a test gets a test. They're there. They have the test. And the tests are beautiful. The tests are all perfect. The transcription was perfect.
And we're doing a great job with it, and it will go away. Just
because of what I did and what the administration did with China, we have 32 deaths at this point. Other countries that are smaller countries have many, many deaths.
It's a very contagious virus. It's incredible. But it's something that we have
tremendous control of.
You're talking about the virus?
No, that's not under control for any place in the world.
I was talking about what we're doing is under control, but I'm not talking about the virus.
And I've always known this is a pandemic. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. We have very great approval numbers. I mean, people like the job that we're doing. The only thing we weren't prepared for was the media. The media has not treated it fairly.
What do you say to Americans who are watching you right now who are scared?
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say. I think it's a very nasty question. I've been right a lot. Let's see what happens, John.
A month ago, the CDC had an initial test that failed. At that moment, late February, you said it's perfect. And it wasn't perfect.
Well, what I said
in late February.
What I said is perfect was my conversation with the head of the Ukraine. That's what I really said is perfect. Okay, that was another old scandal, nonsense, a total, you know, witch hunt. But nobody ever expected a thing like this.
We got to get back to work, and I think we can start by opening up certain parts of the country.
On Easter, that could be a peak. That could be a peak period. That could be the peak, sadly to say, that could be the peak number of deaths before it starts coming down. That this is going to be gone. It'll be gone. Hopefully gone for a long time. What do you have to lose? I'll say it again. What do you have to lose? Take it. I really think they should take it. Hydroxychloroquine. Try it. If you'd like. Did anybody in this room think a thing like this could happen? But it happened. They don't have to appreciate me at all. I don't care about me. I wish you'd ask the question differently. Why don't you say it's gotten off to a tremendous start, but there were some little glitches, which, by the way, have been worked out. I wish we had a fair media in this country, and we really don't. Speaking of unfair, go ahead. We have to get our country open, Jeff.
You say, sir, what metrics you will use to make that decision?
The metrics right here. That's my metrics. That's all I can do. There's always a risk. This is genius that we're fighting. You know, we're fighting this hidden enemy, which is genius, okay? It's genius. The way it's attacked so many countries. All I'm saying is this. How do you close down the greatest economy in the history of the world when on January 17th you have no cases and no death? When on January 21st you have one case and no death. One case. Think of that. What we inherited from the previous administration was totally broken. We inherited broken testing. Now we have great testing. Like today, I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization. The head of a country doesn't have to say, stay in. These people are smart people. Nobody ever thought this could have happened, a thing like this. We inherited a lot of garbage. We took, they had tests that were no good. They had, all the stuff was no good.
It might not come back at all, Jeff. It may not come back at all.
We will have coronavirus in the fall. I am convinced of that.
COVID. To be specific, COVID-19. That name gets further and further away from China as opposed to calling it the Chinese virus. By the way, it's a disease, without question, has more names than any disease in history. I can name Kung Flu. I can name 19 different versions of names. When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please.
Supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with. But it sounds interesting to me. We would have had millions of deaths instead of, it looks like we'll be at about a 60,000 mark, which is 40,000 less than the lowest number thought of. I think what happens is it's going to go away. This is going to go away.